from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I think when a guy's coming off the IL, you just have no idea what to expect, honestly. And he had kind of a rocky rehab starts. Even though he got his pitch count up the last time, he still didn't get through the fifth inning. And for him to go on a big league mound and on the road and go 5 scoreless innings, that was as sharp as he's been really all year for me. The split finger was a real weapon tonight, and he threw it a lot and had a great feel for it. So he did an outstanding job. Well, they've done an amazing job. We couldn't ask for anything more from what all these rotation guys have done. And, you know, we had some guys go down that are really good pitchers, and our guys have stepped up. And to have Dean back tonight and look the way he did, that was awesome.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, that was last week. After Dean Kramer returned to the hill after the tricep that kept him out for over a month, then during the rehab process, wasn't exactly lighting it up down on the farm. No. If anything, he was getting lit up. Then he goes to Seattle, taking on Gilbert and that team. Now, they're offensively challenged. We get it. But when you go up against the Mariners, you got to match zeros and keep the damage to a minimum. And he absolutely did. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 8 Ks, 83 pitches. So Brandon Hyde talked about the splitter being outstanding there. So for Dean Kramer, you know, maybe the expectations weren't that high given the injury issues they've had in the rotation, which are plentiful. We've talked about 1,000 times. He came up and exceeded expectations. So why are we talking about Dean Kramer? Because he's pitching tonight. Now, Dean Kramer, as a guy with great hair like yourself, I'm going to warn you, I don't know what kind of shampoo, conditioner you use, but it's going to be hot out there. Mm. Like the old NFL clips. Hot out there. We're going to blow them off line scrimmage. But you're going to go down there, 5:30, Baltimore baseball tonight. Me, Jim Hunter, Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles. Getting you ready for this one, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Then the game. At 6:35, it is going to be hot, hot, hot. It's the last homestand before the All-Star break. The Orioles have played 90 games. So technically, they're past the midway point of the season. That would be 81 games for those of you like me who are challenged math-wise. That means they have 72 games left, and they will knock out six of them this week. And we might be thunderstorming it here or there, but they're going to get all these games in before the All-Star break starts next week. And the Orioles have three representatives in Arlington, and we talked about it yesterday. We could talk about it again today, them getting snubbed in the process. But Dean Kramer, stamina is going to be an issue, I would think. Same for Jameson Taillon, who's pitching very well for the Cubs. By the way, Jameson Taillon, the Cubs could be in sell mode, and we'll talk about them with Bruce Levine later in the show. From 670, the score out in Chicago, last place in the NL Central. They could have some movable parts. Taillon was a number two overall pick. Back, I think he was drafted the same year Manny was, 2010. That's sound about right. Bryce Harper was number one. Taillon was number two. Pirates, where he was a big prospect, had some injury problems. You know who he is, James Taillon. Talented right-hander, a little older now, 32 years old. But he signed through next year. So he might be one of these controllable pieces that Mike Elias might be looking for here. But either way, for Dean Kramer, we'll see how much he can level up pitch count-wise. Chicago's challenged offensively. We'll get to the stats later in the show. But Dean Kramer is going to be huge for the Orioles this game, obviously, and in the second half of the season because of the injuries. He's going to be in the five-man rotation, and based on past performance, rightfully so. But Dean Kramer, they still need another starting pitcher, the Orioles. They still need another bullpen arm. But Dean Kramer could be a very important part of what they're trying to accomplish, and that's winning the World Series this year.
Bob, if Man Bun Kramer is solid, you know, is it more important for them to get relief help more so than a starter for
They need a starting pitcher because they need a third guy. Dean Kramer is probably more a fourth or fifth guy in your rotation. They need a strong third dude. If Bradish was healthy Burns, Bradish, and Grayson Rodriguez, your three matches any three in baseball.
Yep.
Kramer's probably a notch below that. Has pitched to real high levels throughout his career, but they absolutely need another starting pitcher. Because how much has Albert Suarez got left in the tank?
Yeah.
Hasn't pitched in the majors in 7 years. Cole Irvin's already in the throes of a miserable stretch here. They need another starter and need one in a big way. What are they willing to sacrifice? The ongoing question. We'll find out, but they certainly need to add. And if you're in a win now proposition, because nothing's guaranteed. Speaking of the Cubs, 2016, when they won the World Series, they looked like the dynasty of all dynasties.
Yeah.
And that thing faded dramatically since then. Javi Baez is gone. Chris Bryant's gone. The young pitching that they had, that's moved on. Rizzo's now. I mean, you know what I mean? You can't guarantee anything in regards to long-term World Series success. So if you have a chance to win it this year, remember they traded for Aroldis Chapman in 16.
Yeah.
And he helped them win the World Series. So if you got to bust a move of that significance to get that ring, given the fact the Orioles haven't won a World Series in 41 years, for the Cubs it was over 100 years since they had won a World Series, you do it. Because nothing guarantees, if we make it this far, you know, next year things will be great. You never know. Free agency injuries always play a factor. And if you're rolling along and there's a golden opportunity to add to the equation, go ahead and add. But Kramer's a piece and a significant one, but they need another high-level starting pitcher, whoever that might be, at least someone equal to Kramer.
And Bob, I would think Rubenstein would tell Elias, whatever you got to do, let's go win.
I believe that conversation's already happened.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing that happened at the first press conference.
Well, he said, I'm going to defer to the best general manager in baseball. And we'll follow along as we see fit. So I got total confidence in Mike Elias. I have total confidence in David Rubenstein, and they made a pretty significant hire yesterday, which we'll get to in regards to the front office and the business side of things with the team. But it looks like, again, I don't know what's really going on inside of his head, But keep in mind, he grew up right down the street from Memorial Stadium, went to high school right across the street from Memorial Stadium. He's Baltimore through and through. He understands the historical significance of this franchise, and he's not going to come in here and start meddling and thinking that he's smarter than people baseball-wise, that he's not. Business savvy? Absolutely. That's why he's a multi-billionaire. But a baseball guy? He knows what time it is, and he knows the urgency of getting things done here quickly. Do the Orioles have a window? Sure. And the window's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an opportunity this year to win the World Series, and I'm sure they'll take advantage of it without mortgaging the future too much.
Right.
Maybe Taillon's a piece like that.
Because I totally agree with you, Bob. I mean, you think, oh, you know what? We'll be fine next year. We got a young group, but who knows? Gunnar gets hurt next, you know, something like that happens, and then your chance of a World Series, you know, we can get it next year, the year after. No, you got a phenomenal opportunity this year. I mean, you're the best team in baseball right now, so go get it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if it's there to take, take it.
And by the way, if we're saying it, don't think they know it?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Let's sometimes there's some nincompoops that get involved in, you know, things that could ruin franchises. But, Nolan, we've watched Mike Elias build this thing from ground zero, from the draft picks, which have been plentiful. His first two draft picks are starting in the All-Star game next Tuesday. The biggest trade he's made, Corbin Burns, might be starting in the All-Star game next Tuesday. But from getting John Angelos, and we'll credit him for this, to get that international, maybe their best prospect, or number two at least, Samuel Basayo, was an international signing guy at only 19 years old. He's opened a lot of doors that were slammed shut, not because Dan Duquette didn't want to do these things or Andy McPhail, because maybe the previous regime was reluctant to do so. But Mike Elias, I have total confidence that he'll make a move that he thinks will benefit the Orioles immediately and certainly in the long run.
Bob, I would bet that when they got Burns, they said, we can win it.
Well, they got Burns because they knew Bradish and John Means were going to start slow. But what do you think, Nolan?
Right. I mean, a little hindsight there. You're kind of wondering why not bring back one of the other guys that was here last year, like a Kyle Gibson or a Flaherty. I know we make light of him on the show quite often. But
well, you do. You're the one who hates him. I'm cool with Jack Flaherty. I got no problem with him.
We all love Jack. No, but just knowing the situation where, I mean, I think when they were going into the offseason, they knew pretty early on the deal with Bradish. I mean, they just chose to announce it the first day of spring training. Just like the year prior, Felix Bautista, he had a slow ramp up. Dylan Tate, same thing. So they knew about these injuries during the offseason. That's what's a little confusing to me. And in today's day and age where pitchers are dropping like flies, you can never have enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was, what, 3 days earlier this year where we said the Orioles have too much pitching, and 3 days might be generous. It might have only been a day. So I just think in hindsight, they did great things getting Burns, but was it enough to not bring back somebody from last year.
And as we talked about yesterday with Rich Dubroff, we'll talk about it bottom of the hour, Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. And they do have pending free agents here, so they're not going to be willing to just sacrifice this great outfield depth that they have, mm-hmm. knowing that there could be a gaping hole out there in the outfield. But I trust Mike Elias. The Orioles get back on the diamond today, first place by 3 games. In the American League East over the last place Cubs, but they got one of their better pitchers going this week, or tonight rather. They might have their 3 best pitchers pitching in the entire series. So if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. 90 games in. Your first 3 Orioles, because you only get to vote for 3 MVP Orioles. It's Gunnar, it's Adley, I think it's Corbin Burns. I think we have separated Nolan McGraw in that one. We'll talk to Jacob Calvin-Meyer, bottom of the hour.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
3881057, the fan, what's happening, everybody? Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, there is a musical theme today, and it's a loud one. Pick a song, we'll play it as loud as it goes, and that's 12 on our buttons. Doesn't have to be Aerosmith or Metallica, anything like that. Be whatever you want. You want it loud, no one will play it. Send a request, Plaza Port text line at Portep 583-1057. Jacob Calvin Meyer will be joining us, Baltimore Sun. Bottom of the hour, All-Star Snubbage, Santander's chances. I've been in the home run derby. Look ahead to the Cubs and Yankees as the Orioles close out the, well, first half, I guess. They've already played half their games and then some. 90 in, but you get the point. And then Kevin Allstriker joins us 11 o'clock USA Today. The Ravens Wire rookies report this weekend. 6 days from today, quarterbacks will be there, which obviously includes Lamar Jackson. And then the full team on the 20th and July 21st, which is 12 days from today, training camp starts. Ravens preseason opener, everybody. Enjoy your hot dogs and your fireworks if you're into that sort of thing. Blow your fingers off. I don't care as long as you don't bother me with it. Ravens preseason opener, a month from today.
Damn.
Get your suntan in because it'll be here. And don't forget to come to Pickles tonight, and we'll have some fun talking some Orioles baseball. But join us. Let's have a little fun. Let's get out to the phones. As a matter of fact, started off today in Northeast Baltimore with William. William, you're on the fan with Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, William.
Yes, I told Nolan that I'm very excited about this series that we have at the end of the month with San Diego. Because San Diego had 5 All-Stars, we had 3. We are going to sweep them in that series to prove that we got more All-Stars than they do.
Now, do you know this for a fact? Because if you do, I'm going to go to ESPN Bet right now and throw $1,000 on the Orioles to win all 3 games. William in Northeast Baltimore.
Do it. You will win. And What I'm going to say, I think they're going to win it all this year. They got 2 aces with Burris and Rodriguez, and they're going to have 8 players with 10 or more homers. And I want to get you guys' opinion. If we don't win it all, what do you think will prevent us from winning it? Is it the bullpen? Is it not having another starter? And I'm just going to hang up and listen to what you got to say.
All right, William, thank you for the call. It would be both. Yes.
That's what I was
at.
Combo.
Yes is combo. The answer. To the or whoever they lose to just takes their bats and puts them in sleepy time. Yeah. Because we have seen in the history of baseball, in the Orioles World Series history in particular, the three World Series they lost, their bats went to sleep. It's not that the pitching sucked, because the pitching never sucked in those days. You couldn't score.
Yeah.
Now, and the Orioles, and we'll get to the stats more in depth later in the show, but to tease a little bit, number one run scoring team, tied with the Yankees, number one in homers, number one OPS, they score runs. But over the course of a short series, you get stoned by great pitching, you can lose 2-1, 3-2, and then a bonehead play here or a lucky bounce there can cost you. But if they really want to maximize the potential of this year's team, they need another talented arm in both in the bullpen. I think, and I'll say it again, and Mike Elias, if you're listening, because I know you're a loyal listener to Vinny and Haney. He's told me that before, by the way.
Oh, cool.
No, he hasn't. I haven't talked to him in like 2 years. You get a starter, you move Suarez to the bullpen. There's your power arm. There's your power right-handed arm. As Cano gets a little shaky here.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to do something to replace Coulomb. Maybe it will be Cole Irvin. Right now, Cole Irvin can't get anybody out. He can't. I don't want to rag on him too much because he was on the show and he was a nice guy. But let's just say he's having a rough go of it. By the way, the Padres aren't exactly playing poor baseball. If the playoffs started today, they'd be in the playoffs. So we'll worry about that all-star thing in due time. But let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Doesn't look like Tatis is going to play, by the way. Voted in as a starter. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Vinny?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing much, man.
Hey, Rashawn, let me start with this. Don't want to interrupt you. Today is my boy Vic's 60th birthday, if he was still with us.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Vic, man.
Victor Griffin. Missed, and his daughter's second birthday. How about that?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, definitely going to be missed, man.
Victor,
a lot,
guy
man.
I grew up with, and he trained Rashawn at his job.
Trained me, yep. Trained when I was 18 years old.
You heard you on a sports talk?
Listening to you.
That's right.
Yeah. I said, who is this guy, man? And he said, why don't you call him and play this game called Time Bomb? You know, and I bombed the first day. You know,
and the second, and the third, second, and the 40th. Yeah.
Was he the one died of cancer?
He had a heart attack. But thanks for asking. All right, sorry, Rashawn, what you got, dude?
That's all good, man. It seems like it was like a year ago, man. We just playing the Cubs, right, Bob?
Yeah, we were there. You and I were there, remember? We ran into each other. We lost those games that I was at.
I thought we took the series, what, two out of
No, we Real. Lost. We lost the two I was at, and then they won the finale. I was already back home.
Okay, that was that Sunday game. Yeah, okay. All right. But, I heard you talking about ponytail guy. What's it called? Man Bun?
Man Bun, yeah. Man
Dean
Bun.
Kramer, yes.
Yeah.
As dubbed by me, Man Bun.
Yeah, you're not comfortable with him. Like, we had to go in the playoffs with him being our third starter.
When Grayson pitches or Burns, I'm confident they can match up with anybody they're going up against. I don't know if Kramer can match zeros with a strong number three guy. You know what I mean? Say you get Seattle in a short series. I mean, they throw big arms at you the entire time. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope he proves me wrong starting tonight. But I still think they need another starting pitcher. But then again, so does everybody else. You don't think the Braves are going to be looking for pitching in the Astros to try to overtake Seattle, San Francisco to try to maintain some sort of zany wild card notions they might have? There are a lot of teams going to be looking for pitching. Maybe the Yankees themselves.
Yeah, that's true. But so I heard Jack Flaherty is like up on the trading block. Would you be, being as though our pitcher situation is dire, would you be considering bringing him back if we can fleece somebody for like a – you know, don't give up much for him.
Right. He's dealing with a bad back right now, but I'll let Nolan answer this question. Nolan, would you take Jack Flaherty, one of the leading K guys this year? When he was in Baltimore, he wasn't striking anybody out. Now he's doing it. But he's a little banged up. So, Nolan, yes or no?
Well, he's not at the top of the list. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But if you start crossing names off the list, as Bob was saying, you know, earlier in the show, they got to make a move. You got to add somebody. So, if it ends up being Jack, then that's where you're at. But he shouldn't be the first choice, I would think.
Yeah, I definitely agree. He shouldn't be the first choice. But like I said, man, if we can't get a starting pitcher, you know, I'll be comfortable with a bullpen arm, though. I mean, something would be better than nothing.
There you go. No, well, they're not going to go through this whole process, Rashawn, not getting anybody. You can believe that. So when are you coming down?
I'll be down Friday, man. Friday at 5:30.
All right. Make sure.
Hopefully it's a little cooler by Friday, too, because that's why y'all going to burn up down there at Pickles, man.
Yeah, it's all good. I'd rather sit in the heat than sit in the rain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. There you go.
All right, Rashawn.
I'll let y'all.
You got it. Rashawn, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back. Talk to Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Kevin Allstriker. Talk Ravens with him. 11 o'clock, USA Today. It's the Ravens Wire. Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Red Hot Chili Peppers, chosen by you, the people. You want to allow, we'll play it. Send your song request, Plaza Board text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles Cubs tonight, 6:35, first pitch. Me and Jim Hunter getting you ready. Baltimore Baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live from Pickles. 5:30, 6:35, first pitch. Kramer against Jameson Taillon, former highly regarded prospect, still good. We'll get into all of that and more with our next guest from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back to the program, Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate your time as always, Jacob. Only three representatives for the All-Star Game, as I'm sure you've discussed many times with many different people. We talked about it a lot yesterday, and Grayson Rodriguez brought it up in a not-so-respectful tone. But Holmes versus Kimbrel. And as you know, 2 months ago, everybody wanted Kimbrel out of here, and he lost the job, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But of recent vintage, this is, as Dookie V would say, an M&M-er, mismatch advantage Kimbrel. So of all of the snubs, air quotes, is that the biggest one in your opinion, no Kimbrel?
Yeah, I think I would put the Kimbrel snub and the Westberg snub in the same category because – Marcus Semien making it over Jordan Westberg is pretty absurd, too. Marcus Semien, the second baseman for the Rangers, has been an excellent player for his career. And in fact, in his career, has been very underrated. But this year, he's just not an all-star. I mean, he's hitting like 220. He's having one of the worst offensive seasons of his career. His OPS is like 160 points worse than Jordan Westberg's. And so that's probably just as strange as Clay Holmes making it over Kimbrel. And additionally, there are so many great relief pitchers that you could plug into the All-Star game. Guys, like almost the entire Guardians bullpen could be All-Stars, and I don't think anybody would blink an eye. So it's even stranger given how many great relievers there are. For example, if Danny Coulomb hadn't gotten hurt, I think Danny Coulomb would have a better case than either Holmes or Kimbrel. But the fact that there are so many qualified relievers, and one of them is in Baltimore with Kimbrel, who's already been to an All-Star game 9 times, and he's having one of his best seasons in years, and Clay Holmes makes it because the commissioner's office handpicks him, and his numbers just aren't there. That's pretty weird.
And let's look at, because now I'm starting to percolate a little bit thinking about that. But anyway, 90 games in, 57-33. We know the needs, I guess, in importance as we're what? July 30th. Don't make me do math. 21 days away, 3 weeks from the trade deadline. In order of importance, in your opinion, Jacob Calvin Meyer, Oriole needs at the trade deadline, and how many can realistically be addressed by Mike Elias?
Well, all of them can be addressed. I mean, they have the capital. They have what it takes in the minor league farm system to go get whatever they want to get. The question is whether the price that other teams are asking are so absurd that you just can't meet in the middle, right? For some of the top starting pitchers like Tarik Skubal or like Garrett Crochet, I think the asking price for those guys who are Cy Young candidates who have multiple years of control left, the asking price is going to be so ridiculous that it's hard to imagine them being dealt just from where I sit. And so if I had to rank kind of the most important or the most likely deals to be made, it probably goes number one would be a mid to back of the rotation starter, somebody that can give you some length, can eat some innings, can help stabilize this rotation, can maybe start game three or game four of a playoff series to help round out this rotation, but not a guy that's going to sit, you know, in the same chair as a Corbin Burns. That guy's not going to cost you as much prospect-wise. It's probably not going to cost you any of the organization's top four prospects, Jackson Holliday, Samuel Basayo, Kobe Mayo, Heston Kerstad. And so that's, I would probably say that's most likely. Again, this is all just speculation.
Sure.
Next would be a pretty solid middle reliever, somebody that they can go out and get on a rental. To go back to the starter real quick, if they can get a starter that they can have control of next season, because Corbin Burns likely won't be back, because John Means, won't be back next season, most likely. I think that would help. For the reliever, you know, you're not going to give up much for that middle relief. But when you look at this bullpen, the middle relief has really been struggling in recent weeks. The back end's pretty short up. If they can get a back end reliever, great. But again, that's going to cost more. Those deals at the deadline for those relief pitchers seem to be pretty inflated. And then the last one, the one that's least likely, but you could argue is most important, is getting that top end starter, is getting that Garrett Crochet type of guy. And you give up a Kobe Mayo, or you give up a Samuel Basayo to get him, and then your playoff rotation looks great. But then you're obviously running the risk of acquiring a pitcher who you never know when he could get hurt, and giving up 6 years of control of a top prospect.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Given the fact that the Orioles lead the league, major leagues, by the way, in runs, homers, OPS, et cetera, any talk within the warehouse, based on what you've gathered, that another bat at some position could be an eventual acquisition here?
I'd be surprised. I don't know where they could even fit. I don't even know where they could fit a bat. Here's again, this is total speculation, but the only way that they go out and acquire a bat is if they trade a bat to get a pitcher. So let's say there's a team that is going to trade a starting pitcher, but they still want to either compete this year or they want to compete next year. So like that's like the Seattle Mariners, for example, a team who can't hit a lick, which we all saw last week, but a team that has a bunch of good starting pitchers. So let's say that team wants to give up a starting pitcher to get a bat. The Orioles have plenty of major league bats, and they send one of those guys to Seattle to get a starting pitcher, and then in theory there could be an opening for a bat. But the opening that would be created there would be for somebody like Heston Kerstad to get everyday at-bats, or somebody like Kobe Mayo to get a shot up here, or Jackson Holliday to get called back up, or Connor Norby to get a legitimate shot up here. So even in that situation, I find it unlikely for them to go out and acquire a bat. But if they did, I guess you would assume it would be a right-handed bat and somebody that could play outfield. But even then, they've already got a guy like that in Austin Hayes. And they have Kobe Mayo on the farm. So I would probably say I would be surprised if they went out and got a bat.
All right, Jacob, we look at the two teams. Now, last year, we're talking about 23-24 Orioles. They won 101 games, went quietly in the postseason, as we know. Compare the two teams here. As we sit through 90 games, the bigger upside lies, well, we know the result for 23, but the upside here could be what, with a tweak or two, or do they need a tweak or two?
Yeah. Okay, I'll answer this question two ways. The first way will be the pessimist in me, which is the pessimist in me says it is unlikely for a team that loses Felix Bautista, Kyle Bradish, John Means, Tyler Wells, for all four of those guys to be out, specifically Bradish and Bautista, because there's a situation where those two guys pitch all nine innings of a game and you win the game because Bradish goes seven with how good he'd been, and Felix pitches the last two innings, right, of a playoff game. And so not having those guys, it's hard for me to envision a team that loses players of that quality going on to win the World Series. That's just the pessimist in me. The optimist says, well, now you have Corbin Burns, who you didn't have last year, and that's a guy that can carry you in the postseason. Gunnar Henderson is an MVP candidate, playing at a much higher level than he was last season. Jordan Westberg is playing at a much higher level, somebody that should have been an all-star most likely. And so this team is 1 year older. They have the experience of the postseason last year. They have a Corbin Burns atop the rotation that's going to make a massive difference. And just overall as a team, if you look position by position, you know, Gunnar Henderson's better, Jordan Westberg's better, Rhino Hearn's even playing better, Adley Rutschman's playing different but better. And so I would probably lean and say that they're more likely to go on a run this year. It's just hard for me to get out of my head, like, man, what would this team be if they had Kyle Bradish and Felix Bautista?
Now, Jacob, is this a disappointing season if they don't make it to the World Series? I mean, if they get to the World Series and lose, is that okay?
I don't know if I'm the one that should be setting the expectations here. I think that might be a good question for Mike Elias the next time we talk to him. I would say in Major League Baseball, given how wonky this sport is, where you play 162 games and then everything is decided in a 3-5-7 game series in October, I would say there should only be a couple of teams that are World Series or bust. And those are the teams that have massive payrolls. And you look at their roster construction and go, okay, if we don't do it this year, when are we going to do it? And I don't think the Orioles fall in that bucket. If this Orioles team finishes with the best record in the American League again, if they get swept out of their first series, like, it's going to be full panic mode for everybody in the fan base and, frankly, probably people in the organization too, and I get that. But if they finish with the best record in the American League and they go to the ALCS and they lose in six games, I don't think anybody should look at this season and go, that's a failure, given what I've just talked about with the injuries and everything that's going on. But at the same time, you go out and get a guy like Corbin Burns on a one-year deal, and he's not going to be here next year. I think it's fair to say, man, this might be their opportunity. This might be their best opportunity in a while to go out and do this thing.
Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always appreciate the time. Appreciate the opinion. Have fun tonight down at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Well, the week, it's the last series before the All-Star break. Are you going to Arlington, by the way?
I will be there, yes.
Yeah, because I know that Baltimore Sun could be a little cheap in regards to... Anyway, I don't want to talk about your company, our company share. Never mind, I don't want to talk about my company either. Jacob Calvin Meyer, enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Thanks, Ellis.
You got it. I was going to rag on the company that pays me, if you want to call it that. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Little Red Shoes. Face Dancer, local band, cranking it out from the early 80s there. Got Kevin Allstriker joining us, top of the hour, USA Today. Ravens Wire. As Ravens rookies report in less than a week.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
5880-1057 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Red Hot Chili Peppers, chosen by you, the people. You want a loud, we'll play it. Send your song request, Plaza Board text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles Cubs tonight. 6:35, first pitch. Me and Jim Hunter getting you ready. Baltimore Baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live from Pickles. 6:35, first pitch. Kramer against Jameson Taillon, former highly regarded prospect. Still good. But we'll get into all of that and more with our next guest from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back to the program, Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate your time as always, Jacob. Only three representatives for the All-Star Game, as I'm sure you've discussed many times with many different people. We talked about it a lot yesterday, and Grayson Rodriguez brought it up in a not-so-respectful tone. But Holmes versus Kimbrel. And as you know, 2 months ago, everybody wanted Kimbrel out of here, and he lost the job, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But of recent vintage, this is, as Dookie V would say, an M&M-er. Mismatch advantage Kimbrel. So of all of the snubs, air quotes, is that the biggest one in your opinion? No Kimbrel?
Yeah, I think I would put the Kimbrel snub and the Westberg snub in the same category because – Marcus Semien making it over Jordan Westberg is pretty absurd, too. Marcus Semien, the second baseman for the Rangers, has been an excellent player for his career. And in fact, in his career, has been very underrated. But this year, he's just not an all-star. I mean, he's hitting like 220. He's having one of the worst offensive seasons of his career. His OPS is like 160 points worse than Jordan Westberg's. And so that's probably just as strange as Clay Holmes making it over Kimbrel. And additionally, there are so many great relief pitchers that you could plug into the All-Star game. Guys, like almost the entire Guardians bullpen could be All-Stars, and I don't think anybody would blink an eye. So it's even stranger given how many great relievers there are. For example, if Danny Coulomb hadn't gotten hurt, I think Danny Coulomb would have a better case than either Holmes or Kimbrel. But the fact that there are so many qualified relievers, and one of them is in Baltimore with Kimbrel, who's already been to an All-Star game 9 times, and he's having one of his best seasons in years, and Clay Holmes makes it because the commissioner's office handpicks him, and his numbers just aren't there. That's pretty weird.
And let's look at, because now I'm starting to percolate a little bit thinking about that. But anyway, 90 games in, 57-33. We know the needs, I guess, in importance as we're what? July 30th. Don't make me do math. 21 days away, 3 weeks from the trade deadline. In order of importance, in your opinion, Jacob Calvin Meyer, Oriole needs at the trade deadline, and how many can realistically be addressed by Mike Elias?
Well, all of them can be addressed. I mean, they have the capital. They have what it takes in the minor league farm system to go get whatever they want to get. The question is whether the price that other teams are asking are so absurd that you just can't meet in the middle, right? For some of the top starting pitchers like Tarik Skubal or like Garrett Crochet, I think the asking price for those guys who are Cy Young candidates who have multiple years of control left, the asking price is going to be so ridiculous that it's hard to imagine them being dealt just from where I sit. And so if I had to rank kind of the most important or the most likely deals to be made, it probably goes number one would be a mid to back of the rotation starter, somebody that can give you some length, can eat some innings, can help stabilize this rotation, can maybe start game three or game four of a playoff series to help round out this rotation, but not a guy that's going to sit, you know, in the same chair as a Corbin Burns. That guy's not going to cost you as much prospect-wise. It's probably not going to cost you any of the organization's top four prospects, Jackson Holliday, Samuel Basayo, Kobe Mayo, Heston Kerstad. And so that's, I would probably say that's most likely. Again, this is all just speculation.
Sure.
Next would be a pretty solid middle reliever, somebody that they can go out and get on a rental. To go back to the starter real quick, if they can get a starter that they can have control of next season, because Corbin Burns likely won't be back, because John Means, you know, won't be back next season, most likely. I think that would help for the reliever. You know, you're not going to give up much for that middle relief. But when you look at this bullpen, the middle relief has really been struggling in recent weeks. The back end's pretty short up. If they can get a back end reliever, great. But again, that's going to cost more. Those deals at the deadline for those relief pitchers seem to be pretty inflated. And then the last one, the one that's least likely, but you could argue is most important, is getting that top-end starter, is getting that Garrett Crochet type of guy, and you give up a Kobe Mayo or you give up a Samuel Basayo to get him, and then your playoff rotation looks great, but then you're obviously running the risk of acquiring a pitcher who you never know when he could get hurt and giving up 6 years of control of a top prospect.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Given the fact the Orioles lead the league, major leagues, by the way, in runs, homers, OPS, et cetera, any talk within the warehouse, based on what you've gathered, that another bat at some position could be an eventual acquisition here?
I'd be surprised. I don't know where they could even fit. I don't even know where they could fit a bat. Here's again, this is total speculation, but the only way that they go out and acquire a bat is if they trade a bat to get a pitcher. So let's say there's a team that is going to trade a starting pitcher, but they still want to either compete this year or they want to compete next year. So like that's like the Seattle Mariners, for example, a team who can't hit a lick, which we all saw last week, but a team that has a bunch of good starting pitchers. So let's say that team wants to give up a starting pitcher to get a bat. The Orioles have plenty of major league bats, and they send one of those guys to Seattle to get a starting pitcher, and then in theory there could be an opening for a bat. But the opening that would be created there would be for somebody like Heston Kerstad to get everyday at-bats, or somebody like Kobe Mayo to get a shot up here, or Jackson Holliday to get called back up, or Connor Norby to get a legitimate shot up here. So even in that situation, I find it unlikely for them to go out and acquire a bat. But if they did, I guess you would assume it would be a right-handed bat and somebody that could play outfield. But even then, they've already got a guy like that in Austin Hayes. And they have Kobe Mayo on the farm. So I would probably say I would be surprised if they went out and got a bat.
All right, Jacob, we look at the two teams. Now, last year, we're talking about 23-24 Orioles. They won 101 games, went quietly in the postseason, as we know. Compare the two teams here as we sit through 90 games. The bigger upside lie, well, we know the result for 23, but the upside here could be what, with a tweak or two, or do they need a tweak or two?
Yeah. Okay, I'll answer this question two ways. The first way will be the pessimist in me, which is the pessimist in me says it is unlikely for a team that loses Felix Bautista, Kyle Bradish, John Means, Tyler Wells, for all four of those guys to be out, specifically Bradish and Bautista, because there's a situation where those two guys pitch all nine innings of a game and you win the game because those guys, because Bradish goes seven with how good he'd been and Felix pitches the last two innings, right, of a playoff game. And so not having those guys, it's hard for me to envision a team that loses players of that quality going on to win the World Series. That's just the pessimist in me. The optimist says, well, now you have Corbin Burns, who you didn't have last year, and that's a guy that can carry you in the postseason. Gunnar Henderson is an MVP candidate, playing at a much higher level than he was last season. Jordan Westberg is playing at a much higher level, somebody that should have been an all-star most likely. And so this team is 1 year older, They have the experience of the postseason last year. They have a Corbin Burns atop the rotation that's going to make a massive difference. And just overall as a team, if you look position by position, you know, Gunnar Henderson's better, Jordan Westberg's better, Rhino Hearn's even playing better, Adley Rutschman's playing different but better. And so I would probably lean and say that they're more likely to go on a run this year. It's just hard for me to get out of my head, like, man, what would this team be if they had Kyle Bradish and Felix Bautista?
Now, Jacob, is this a disappointing season if they don't make it to the World Series? I mean, if they get to the World Series and lose, is that okay?
I don't know if I'm the one that should be setting the expectations here. I think that might be a good question for Mike Elias the next time we talk to him. I would say in Major League Baseball, given how wonky this sport is, where you play 162 games and then everything is decided in a 3-5-7 game series in October, I would say there should only be a couple of teams that are World Series or bust, and those are the teams that have massive payrolls, and you look at their roster construction and go, okay, if we don't do it this year, when are we going to do it? And I don't think the Orioles fall in that bucket. If this Orioles team finishes with the best record in the American League again, if they get swept out of their first series, like, it's going to be full panic mode for everybody in the fan base and, frankly, probably people in the organization too, and I get that. But if they finish with the best record in the American League and they go to the ALCS and they lose in six games, I don't think anybody should look at this season and go, that's a failure, given what I've just talked about with the injuries and everything that's going on. But at the same time, you go out and get a guy like Corbin Burns on a one-year deal, and he's not going to be here next year. I think it's fair to say, man, this might be their opportunity. This might be their best opportunity in a while to go out and do this thing.
Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always appreciate the time. Appreciate the opinion. Have fun tonight down at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Well, all week it's the last series before the All-Star break. Are you going to Arlington, by the way?
I will be there, yes.
Yeah, because I know that Baltimore Sun can be a little cheap in regards to... Anyway, I don't want to talk about your company, our company share. Never mind, I don't want to talk about my company either. Jacob Calvin Meyer, enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Thanks, Ellis.
You got it. I was going to rag on the company that pays me, if you want to call it that. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Little Red Shoes. Face Dancer, local band, cranking it out from the early 80s there. Got Kevin Allstriker joining us, top of the hour, USA Today. Ravens wire, as Ravens rookies report in less than a week. And we'll get into the rookie class here of 24. News from the Nest at noon. And we'll look back. We got to get into Voorhees, too.
Yep.
Because even though technically he was drafted last year, he missed all of last season because of an injury. Now kind of penciled in as the projected starter at left guard. And is he up to the task? We don't know. John Harbaugh has said multiple times, or at least once that we know of, that by the second week of training camp, which starts in less than 2 weeks, that he'd like to have his offensive line figured out. And Vinny, based on the intel you've given us and other people that cover the team, I don't know if that's a realistic goal for him right now.
I think it's going to be hard, Bob, because if they're in shorts the first 5 days, I don't know how, you know, if you couldn't figure anything out at minicamp, what's changing without pads on? So I don't think anything's changing without pads on. And Bob, one thing that I forgot about Voorhees, in December, he'll be 26.
All right, a little aged.
Yeah. Okay. And you know who else is like that too? 95.
Tavius Robinson. Yeah.
Another guy that's 26.
Because he bounced around the old circuit there. Yeah. But Voorhees' importance to the team, and I'm not trying to diminish what Tavius Robinson could bring to the equation, because I think there's more to the Tavius Robinson equation
than we've seen. I think he'll have to play, yeah.
But Voorhees, I mean, starting on an O-line with a, you know, two-time MVP quarterback, you know, an all-pro tight end, a future Hall of Fame running back, I mean, he's got a lot. He's going to have a lot on his plate. Now, he does get to play between an all-pro center and a former all-pro left tackle, but right. Still, you can't just plug and play. You got to play and play at a significant level for sure, because the right side, that's a total cluster bleep right now, it seems.
Yeah, that the right side's going to be interesting. The left side, like, I think the biggest thing that you said, Bob, was, you know, kind of the left guard has an advantage because he's playing next to Ronnie Stanley and Linderbaum. So that's easier, you know, because the center's going to tell you what to do. Ronnie, both can help you out. And he's a smart kid, Voorhees. So I think he's going to end up being fine. But we'll see about the other side. And then the other one who, you know, it's probably as much to talk about Voorhees as much as, you know, second-year guy Simpson. You know, Simpson's the other one. Those two guys got to come through for them. Otherwise, if those two don't come through for him, Bob, then, you know, things get a little hairy at the inside linebacker spot and the guard spot, because I don't know if there's enough guards to go around, because McCary can only play one spot if one position isn't good.
With Trent Simpson, to tease a little bit, you said last year lost in space, meaning that he was really having a hard time grasping the Mike McDonald defense, was playing slower than his physical traits say he should be playing. They got Zach Orr. Now, Zach Orr was a position coach for him, so there's familiarity, but how much has he seemed to adapt to the new defense, and how much has it really changed from what Mike McDonald was doing in 2023?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change at all. But Bob, every coordinator is going to put his little touches on it. But Simpson, I think what kind of what you see without pads on, Bob, I don't think it's going to be that much different, because he is kind of a finesse kind of guy. Although the dude did bench 225 25 times, but he doesn't play like that. And, I mean, his athleticism, you know, is 40 and a half vertical jump, Bob, for that kid. 4.43 and a 4. I mean, he's got phenomenal skills. And the way he looked at the mini camp, I didn't even recognize the guy from last year.
It's 5881057, the Fan Talk Ravens with Kevin Allstriker coming up next. USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Whip around left 15. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles and Cubs. Three-game series starts tonight, 6:35. Oriole Park Cannon Yards. Dean Kramer taking on Jameson Taillon. Cubs last place by 11 games in the National League Central. Orioles three games up on the Yankees in the American League's Eastern Division. You're Mike Elias for a day. You're trading for what? And what are you willing to sacrifice? Join us. Video Hitty 105.7, the Fan, here on this Turning Up Tuesday. Little Red Shoes. Face Dancer, local band, cranking it out from the early 80s there. Got Kevin Allstriker joining us, top of the hour, USA Today. Ravens Wire. As Ravens rookies report in less than a week, and we'll get into the rookie class here of 24, news from the Nest at noon. And we'll look back. We got to get into Voorhees, too.
Yep.
Because even though technically he was drafted last year, he missed all of last season because of an injury, now kind of penciled in as the projected starter at left guard. And is he up to the task? We don't know. John Harbaugh has said multiple times, or at least once that we know of, that by the second week of training camp, which starts in less than 2 weeks, that he'd like to have his offensive line figured out. And Vinny, based on the intel you've given us and other people that cover the team, I don't know if that's a realistic goal for him right now.
I think it's going to be hard, Bob, because if they're in shorts the first 5 days, I don't know how, you know, if you couldn't figure anything out at minicamp, what's changing without pads on? So I don't think anything's changing without pads on. And, Bob, one thing that I forgot about Voorhees, in December, he'll be 26.
A little aged.
Yeah. Okay. And you know who else is like that, too? 95.
Tavius Robinson.
Tavius Robinson.
Yeah.
Another guy that's 26.
Because he bounced around the old circuit there. Yeah. But Voorhees' importance to the team, and I'm not trying to diminish what Tavius Robinson can bring to the equation, because I think there's more to the Tavius Robinson equation
than we've seen. I think he'll have to play,
yeah. But Voorhees, I mean, starting on an O-line with a, you know, two-time MVP quarterback, you know, a all-pro tight end, a future Hall of Fame running back. I mean, he's got a lot. He's going to have a lot on his plate. Now, he does get to play between an all-pro center and a former all-pro all-pro left tackle, but right. still, you can't just plug and play. You got to play and play at a significant level, for sure, because the right side, that's a total cluster bleep right now, it seems.
Yeah, that the right side's going to be interesting. The left side, like, I think the biggest thing that you said, Bob, was, you know, kind of the left guard has an advantage because he's playing next to Ronnie Stanley and Linderbaum. So that's easier, you know, because the center's going to tell you what to do. Ronnie, both can help you out. And he's a smart kid, Voorhees. So I think he's going to end up being fine. But we'll see about the other side. And then the other one who, you know, it's probably as much to talk about Voorhees as much as, you know, second-year guy Simpson. You know, Simpson's the other one. Those two guys got to come through for them. Otherwise, if those two don't come through for him, Bob, then, you know, things get a little hairy at the inside linebacker spot and the guard spot, because I don't know if there's enough guards to go around, because McCary can only play one spot if one position isn't good.
With Trent Simpson, to tease a little bit, you said last year lost in space, meaning that he was really having a hard time grasping the Mike McDonald defense, was playing slower than his physical traits say he should be playing. They got Zach Orr. Now, Zach Orr was a position coach for him, so there's familiarity, but how much has he seemed to adapt to the new defense, and how much has it really changed from what Mike McDonald was doing in 2023?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change at all, but Bob, every coordinator is going to put his little touches on it. But Simpson, I think what you see without pads on, Bob, I don't think it's going to be that much different, because he is kind of a finesse kind of guy. Although the dude did bench 225 25 times, but he doesn't play like that. And I mean, his athleticism, you know, is 40 and a half vertical jump, Bob, for that kid. 4.43 and a 4. I mean, he's got phenomenal skills, and the way he looked at the mini camp, I didn't even recognize the guy from last year.
It's 58-81-05-7, the Fan Talk Ravens with Kevin Allstriker coming up next. USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Whip around left 15. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles and Cubs. Three-game series starts tonight, 6:35. Oriole Park Cannon Yards. Dean Kramer taking on Jameson Taillon. Cubs last place by 11 games in the National League Central. Orioles three games up on the Yankees in the American League's Eastern Division. You're Mike Elias for a day. You're trading for what? And what are you willing to sacrifice? Join us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.